Let's take a look at sports on this Monday morning. I'm Ace Sauerwine. Friday night marked the first time since 2000 that the Jamestown Blue Jays football team improved to 4-0 to begin a season. Jamestown defeated Valley City 36-8. They were led by quarterback Ty Munson, responsible for every touchdown, including four through the air.
Ty gets the snap, fakes it to Kessler. Ty rolling left, going deep. He's got a man, and it's hauled in stride. Down the far sideline, Jacob Hilgeman, see you later. Touchdown, Jamestown.
Munson to Hilgeman, 89 yards and the score. Those two guys were on the same page all night. Three touchdowns from Ty Munson to Jacob Hilgeman. Valley City scored first on Friday night. They led 8-0 before Jamestown rattled off 36 unanswered. Head coach of the Jays, Bill Nelson, said it took some time to get his boys going.
You know, you talk about you gotta play with some energy and emotion, and we played with zero energy and emotion. And Coach Rarick and their kids, they came out ready to play, and we weren't. And that's, I got to do a better job of that as head coach, and I'll take that on my shoulders. But, you know, second half, kids stepped up and played football and showed what they're capable of. We need to clean up a lot of things, put it that way.
I know you're...
Jamestown will get a bye week now before headed out to take on the defending state champs Bismarck Century. That game is Friday, October 9th. Quick scoreboard update now for Jimmy's Athletics. We'll start back on Friday. Jamestown's volleyball team finally got to play, and the Jimmy's defeat Dort to begin the year in four sets. Women's soccer on Saturday defeated Doane University 3-0. Volleyball back in action on Saturday again. Jamestown knocked off Morningside in four sets. The Jimmy's men's soccer team played on Saturday. They came away with a 3-1 victory over Doane. Baseball losing to Mayville State yesterday 7-5. Jamestown now drops to 1-3 on the year. The Twins lost to the Cincinnati Reds yesterday 5-2, but the better news is they're AL Central champs once again.
Andrew Chafin struck out Nomar Mazara looking, and the Minnesota Twins are the American League Central Division champions.
Despite the loss, Minnesota gets some help from the Cubs as they knock off the White Sox, and the Twins are your AL Central champs, and they will take on the Houston Astros in the American League wildcard round beginning on Tuesday. First pitch slated for 1 o'clock. Hear the coverage on Jamestown 107.1 FM.